I just have to talk to the parents of Chancellor Gary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so here in the Red Velvet Cake Studios, say good morning to Attorney Seiko. Is that say it right?
Seiko.
Seiko. Seiko Gary and his wife, Taloria O'Brien. Did I say it right?
Taloria.
Taloria O'Brien Gary. And a former Wall Street investment banker. That's you, Taloria?
Yes.
And you work with your father, Willie Gary.
Yeah, I'm a partner in his firm.
You're an attorney.
Yeah, trial lawyer, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. What's it like being the parents of a genius?
It's an interesting experience.
You have other children?
Yes, I do.
And how do they get along?
Oh, they get along great. Chance, one thing I will say about Chancellor is he's wonderful with his siblings. He's wonderful with kids in general. But, you know, ever since a young age, he always was very mature.
When did you know that he was a genius? What was the first sign?
Very early on, when he was one, he had, you know, an extensive vocabulary. Believe it or not, he would listen. He would pick up words. He started speaking very early. Uh-huh. And by the time he was two, he was speaking in full sentences. He would make, you know, comments. When you would teach him or show him something, he would make a comment that just reflected deep thought. It's very hard to explain, but it would be something that it was not a surface level question. Instead of asking, you know, if I said, oh, this is a tornado, he wouldn't say, oh, wow. He'd say something like, well, how does that work, Mommy? How did that form? And, you know, well, what you're saying, I mean, I would have to literally go research to explain things to him.
And so where do you take this?
More and more.
Yeah.
Where do you take it once you realize your child has a gift? Where do you take it to the next
That's
level?
That's been quite the challenge. I homeschool him, and that was part of the reason I homeschooled him, because I felt that his appetite for learning wasn't getting met in the school environment. Mm-hmm. And so it was a pretty intense decision, but I decided to go into the homeschool arena, and it's been a wonderful thing. But as a mom, I just want to tell your listeners, whether you homeschool or not, I just want to stress to be an advocate for your child, especially in our community. A lot of times with our boys in particular, they're not being understood, and they can be mislabeled. And to be honest with you, I had Chance when he was two in school, and I had a teacher actually tell me that he had a learning disability.
Wow.
Yes, and and at this time,
and did they recommend medication?
They wanted me to meet with someone about medication, but I knew it was ridiculous, and I spoke with her, and I said, I'm working with him at home, and he can recite the presidents to you right now. He can tell you which president was assassinated. He can talk to you about the Trail of Tears. So what you're saying is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually had him tested during that period, too, and that's one of the first, you know, I guess, paper indications that we found out he was gifted, but we knew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you get on the TV show?
Well, they have casting, I guess, where they go to different places like Mensa to ask, you know, do you know anybody or would you be interested in the show? And someone recommended him, and I had to turn in all of our information, submit, you know, documentation of the different activities he's involved in, how he placed it. He's been in spelling bees, a lot of different competitions, and they were excited to learn about more about him, and we went through a pretty long process of several interviews and submitting documentation.
How old will he be when he graduates from high school and ends college?
the regular age, like if you let her answer the question, she'd probably say something like 14 or 15 or something. But I want Chance to go to school at a regular age, go to college, because, you know, quite frankly, we got the rest of our lives to work. If he's 5-6 years ahead of everyone, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference in him missing out on that social experience. I do know he's gifted and he's ahead of everybody. But
how do you get the social experience if you're homeschooling?
Well, he's got Boy Scouts. He's a black belt in karate. He's a first-class Boy Scout. He's
and
a
he's
leader.
He's got Alex.
He's got Alex. He's got cousins and
but
this stuff, too.
The thing that struck me in watching this show is that he seems so well-adjusted. Mm-hmm. And you all have done a tremendous job. Congratulations on that. But that's got to be difficult, too.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I would emphasize that I think that's the biggest misconception about the homeschool market or the homeschool in general, is that the kids are isolated and have social issues and things of that nature. We try very hard, and we're part of several homeschool groups, different homeschool groups where the kids get together. And so you wouldn't really necessarily know the difference, because he has a lot of friends who are homeschooled, and they do all kinds of activities together. We go to Legoland. We do all kinds of things regularly. Alex is also homeschooled, that he's speaking of. But through those different homeschool groups, as well as the extracurricular activities, which we were very big on that, like the basketball team and karate and Boy Scouts. He has several friends. When the show first aired, we had a big premiere party, and this is an indication. We had over 250 people come, but most of those were kids that he's friends with that wanted to see the
show. And also, I'd like to mention that, like, you talk about him having friends in school, and you know, like homeschool and not having friends, but you know, he's in Boy Scouts, he's in karate, and all the activities, all the extracurricular activities that he participates in, like in karate, he's a junior black belt, he has a leadership, he's in the leadership group. In Boy Scouts, he's a first class scout, he's in the leadership group. So he has good socialization skills, because everything he's involved in, like the leader, you know, whoever's heading it, they always put him in a leadership position. So he's got great socialization
skills. Last question, which one did he get all his smart genes from?
Well, I think that...
Okay, let's move on. No, I answer.
His mom is razor sharp.
There you go. Razor sharp. There you go, man.
But he gets his normalcy from me, though.
I can't wait for your book. I think you guys really have a tremendous story to tell, and also to share with so many people.
Yeah,
but that's what we were really excited about, this platform, not only to, you know, promote an image that you're not used to seeing on television with a child, basically a minority child on TV, but also for homeschoolers, it's important.
Well, congratulations. Good luck, Chancellor.
Thank you so much for having
me. Listen to your smart mama.